I think this is my favourite place in these woods and this country part, the glade. And as I'm telling you this, I'm sitting on one of these picnic benches, maybe the same one you're sat on, if you're doing such a thing. I remember my father telling me a story when I was little about how one of his colleagues, Charlie, had forgotten his snap, bought some sandwiches in a paper bag from the canteen and was pulling me dad's leg, because whilst he had jam or cheese sandwiches in his tin, Charlie's were stuffed full of bacon. Anyway, they hung the coats up in the supply gate road, went on the face, did their work, and then came off for snap. And Charlie couldn't find his jacket with the sandwiches in. Eventually, the supply lads came up with a pit pony, and one of them started to laugh as he held up the remains of a sleeve of a coat. "That's my bloody jacket," said Charlie. And it was. The pony had eaten the jacket, and the pony had eaten the bacon sandwiches. Mining again, you see. All these stories that keep coming out. It's time this year, I think. You could almost imagine any of those from the past who have come through this park appearing from behind one of those trees and strolling towards you. Maybe Charlie himself, taking a detour from the collier's path, which the miners from Arnold and Mapley used to go to work. Maybe one of those who were brought here from Dunkirk to recuperate during the Second World War will stumble into view and lie out on the ground with his arms stretched out, hoping that the rays of the sun will mend him. Or those that used to come up here from the village to hide when the Zeppelins came over. You could go right back. There's King Edward III, 17 years old, riding past in his hunting gear, almost 700 years ago, whilst plans are made at Bestwood Lodge to do something about his power-hungry mother who's running the kingdom. And there's Richard III, being told that Henry Tudor has landed in Wales with his invading army and that he needs to head off to Bosworth immediately, looking you straight in the eye as though to say, "What do you think will happen to me? Will I ever ride in this glade again?" And here's Charles II with his mistress Nell Gwyn, looking rather dishevelled, with his feather all bent in his big royal hat. When the snow comes, you'll see families tobogganing here down the slopes. And the goddess camp they've been holding each summer for 20-odd years is just over the way, so you might see the odd pagan walking through. And if you're lucky, you'll hear them singing or drumming. And good luck to them, I say, because I found myself bumping into things that I never imagined up here. Brazilian music and kite making and, best of all, the sweat lodge that used to take place, which is a Mayan tradition of all things. And after seeing them here for several years, I finally plucked up the courage to have a go and entered this teepee thing that had been heated up with stones and steam and water. I was told to renounce my negativity, which I did, even though I think I'm quite an optimistic chap. I didn't really feel a connection to my ancestors or to the whole of humanity and Mother Earth, but it cleaned out the pores all right, and the soup afterwards was very nice. And the young woman I sat next to, as I ate it, had the most marvellous tattoos and wanted to know all about my life, and said how wonderful it was that someone of my age was willing to try out new things, that she hoped she'd be as brave as me when she was in her 70s. And when I got home, I looked at myself in the mirror and I thought, yes, actually, things are going all right. And I often wonder how she's doing. And if she's listening to this, if you're her, then I want to say thank you. Right, let's move on. And time to hear from Katya again, I think. Walk up round to the adventure playground, which you see on your right, and find yourself somewhere to sit.